Yeah, look, I'm in steady contact with the island community off the west coast of Donegal here. I'm also on the board of management of the Comhairle and Airmore, which I take great pride in. But if you look at the islands, I suppose from Inishbofin, Gola, Tari, the Hivali, Stagar and Morth, Nellan, Bagalahar, there's huge frustrations building up because I suppose the island community, equal to the mainland here, are trying to organise themselves, and especially to try to salvage some of the summer season that's left. And the government, I don't believe they're playing a great leadership role here at the moment. I'm in steady contact with the minister, and in fairness to the minister, does communicate well with me. But I suppose what we're waiting for at the moment now is we're looking for a decision to see when the island would open up again. Now, we all know that restaurants and bars that serve food are allowed to open up very shortly. I think it's the 29th, and then everybody's, you know, seen that as a bit of a milestone to open up, you know, and the, you know, maybe a wee bit more freedom of movement. But now the minister was saying to me there, I think it was on Friday or Saturday, that the NPHEP, they're waiting a decision. Now, Sean had told me, Minister Kane had told me, that he had sent recommendations forward to the Taoiseach, but they were just waiting for that department to come back. But for me, anyway, I feel that, you know, we shouldn't really treat islands like second-class citizens. We have seen in the past where islands were ignored and were seen more as a hindrance than anything. And look, I suppose through my own work, and more importantly, the work of the islanders themselves, you know, they're pushing the boundaries and they're saying that they're not accepting that anymore, and rightly so. And so there should be no difference when it comes to decision-making from the government in terms of opening up the country or the state, and the island shouldn't be left to the wayside. Like, you know, we in Airmore, we have, you know, holiday homes, you know, we have different centres there that wants to open up as well. And to do that, you need to get things ready and organised, and we're kind of left in limbo in the same way as in Tory, or maybe if you're looking at the likes of Gola and the Camp of Thauru there, and maybe the clubhouse and Tory Island. You know, people need to know, and people need to be told immediately. So I have been in contact yet again this week with the minister, asking, look, a decision needs to come, and it needs to come now.
And what has the correspondence been like with the minister? Is there any sort of clear indication that we will get some sort of a roadmap for the islands?
Well, yeah, I think so. And I'm not standing up for the minister. He's more than capable of doing that himself. But in fairness to the minister, you know, he has kept a steady line of communication with me. But that's grand with me. But there needs to be a line of communication with the islanders, those who actually live on the island. We have a situation where the islands are off-bound for everybody. But unfortunately, people are not adhering to that there. And people are willy-nilly and going on to the smaller islands for weekends. People are going on to the islands because, you know, for different other functions, and that's not fair. It's not fair on the islanders. It's not fair on those that have really, really, I suppose, the buzzword at the moment, cocooned over the last couple of months, and done huge efforts to make sure that we're making sure that the virus wasn't within our community. And now things are opening. Things aren't so clear. We haven't got a roadmap for the islands, but people are making the way to the islands, and I don't think that's fair. I think we have to show a wee bit more respect, and more importantly, we need to also show caution. Like, so we need a clear roadmap for the islands, and we need it immediately. We can't just allow the islands to be left as a second thought. You know, we need to be looking at the county as a whole, and the islands being exactly the same as the rest of the state.